They might have real steep banks.
They might call it a,
see if I ever tell of it.
A ravine. Or a draw. A gulch.
Mm-hmm.
Or a wash.
Ravine.
Okay. Now, there's been a real heavy rainfall. And the rain is cut out of channel across the road or field. You call that a
gulch? Oh.
A what?
A gulch.
Okay. And what do you call a small stream of water that's, well, a stream of flowing water that's smaller than a river?
Creek.
Okay. Now, what do you call maybe something that's a little smaller than that?
Rivulet.
Okay. You have any other names for that you would naturally use?
A rill.
A rill?
A rill.
Okay. What are some of the names of some of the streams around Spar? Are there any? Sure there are.
That's the Waha River. Not too far.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any. The Black Sink and Blue Sink. That might be all, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise of land?
A hill.
Okay. What do you call something that's a little larger?
Mountain.
Okay. What do you call the thing you turn to open the door?
Knob.
Is there any kind of land that you might call a knob?
Knob on a hill, a hill.
Is there anything like that around here?
A knob?
Yeah.
You ever seen one?
I wouldn't know one if I saw right across it.
Well, it's a piece of land that just, well, maybe it's on the side of a mountain and it just sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
And knob on the side of a hill.
Okay. What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that just drops straight off?
Precipice.
Okay. What else might you call it? You might say, be careful you don't fall over that.
That edge. That, I had it in my head just a minute ago. Now the palisade.
I don't know.
You know what a palisade is, don't you?
No, ma'am.
Why have you never been to Columbia University? They'd been at work on it 10 years and they hadn't finished it. When you take the boat trip around New York,
mm-hmm.
around Manhattan Island, you go by these palisades. And